Ghosts of Manor House by Matt Powers, narrated by Craig Powers.
Prologue, The Drop. All roads lead to Redemption Hill is a common saying in town. John doesn't know about that, but he knows he has to go through town to get to the hill. As soon as he reaches the tents on the outside of town, John stops running and stares. There are even more folks than yesterday. So many tents, hundreds maybe, their flags waving in the wind like wheat in the fields. People had been driving as early as last Sunday. He had heard his pa say Sheriff Coonbridge should run most of these folks out. No good-for-nothing lazabouts, followed closely by, don't they have jobs? Pa always has something to say about people and jobs. Usually, John and his friends like to sit on the step outside Mr. Kinderson's store next to the inn and watch the people. When a wagon pulls up, they might earn a coin for helping with the traveler's bags. This year, they have already seen a number of those darn awful noisy, smelly, tragic creations, as Mr. Kinderson calls them. Pa says they are automobiles and calls them progress. Today, he doesn't have time to visit the inn. He has to get on up to Redemption Hill before it gets too crowded. Usually, there is a picnic for the drop when it comes around, but the last one was called off. The judge had 7 people ready, but couldn't find an 8th. Everyone knows 7 is unlucky, so the entire picnic was canceled. The whole town was disappointed. John didn't think it was so bad, since he got a day off from school anyway. Today there are 10 for the drop. It's the most he's ever seen at one time. It was probably some kind of record. That's what Mr. Kinderson told John and his friends last week. The road leading up to Redemption Hill proper is lined with all kinds of people. The sheriff declared, no peddlers on the hill, so all these folks set up on the road leading up to the hill instead. One man is yelling about how his soaps and candles are the best. Another is fixing to take care of your teeth. As John walks through the crowd, he watches and listens to all the carryings on. The group of people clutching and waving dog-eared Bibles yell the loudest. John stops for that group. His mom always told him that church and the Bible are times of quiet, but these people are louder than anyone John has ever met. And one man, who must be their pastor, sure has a lot to say about what Jesus thought. As John watches the man swing his Bible about, he feels a hand on his shoulder. Good morning, little John. Father O'Malley has to shout for John to hear him over the crowd. John turns to the priest. Hello, Father. Heading up early to the drop? Where are your parents? Father O'Malley's breath always smells like peppermint. John told his parents one time, and Mom said, you pay no mind. And Pa said, just the father taking his medicine, son. No harm in that. Mom, Pa, Abigail, and Tracy will be coming up later. They let me come ahead by myself so I could get a good spot up front. John grins. Well, you better head along before it gets too crowded. Thanks, Father, John says as he turns and continues up the road. Redemption Hill is full to the brim with people. There is a space cleared around the big oak tree, the one everyone calls Mr. Travels. Immediately to the right sits the courthouse, Manor House. Extra law from the state has come to help keep those out-of-town troublemakers under control. Both Mr. Travels and Manor House are decorated with streamers and red, white, and blue bunting as festive as the 4th of July. In front of Manor House is the stage where all the full-of-themselves people will make their speeches. Pa says the stage is even bigger this year, big enough to hold all those long...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?